we'll take it. We'll take what we can get. Remember how cold it was last week? I mean, the week before last week? Oh, it was cold. Right now, I'd like to go live to a doctor. Hello, doctor.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm well. Give us your full name, sir, and we'll get a doctor.
Name is Zorba Pastor, Madison, Wisconsin, and we've got snow, too, and cold weather.
Now, wait a second. That is a cool name, Zorba.
Yes. Yes, it is.
How did that come about? Tell me about
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, you'd have to ask my mom, but she's not around anymore. So it's difficult to figure it out. Just wanted a happy doctor, probably.
You remember that song, Zorba the Greek, by Herb Alpert?
I do. I do. And I remember the movie, too.
All right. So we got that taken care of, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Hey, Doc, I have gout. I've had it since I was 19. I take care of it with allopurinol. However, it can flare up during the holiday seasons, can it not?
Well, it can flare up any time. And the issue is allopurinol, good drug, reducing uric acid. The problem is in about one quarter to one third of the cases, it's not good enough. In other words, it doesn't lower to that magic number of 6. And as a result, there's a new kid on the block, a drug called Uloric, which at the 80 milligram dose is more effective than allopurinol. And for people who flare, it's usually not due to dietary indiscretion, because you have dietary indiscretion all the time in your life. It's usually due to the fact that uric acid is just too high.
That's exactly right. It doesn't matter if you're having the crustaceans for dinner. That's not going to kick it in. That is a wife's tale.
Right, that is exactly. The crustaceans and the liver and onions. That's exactly.
Oh, that's right. Well, you're not going to see me eating that. I can be. Doc, how long has this Uloric been around?
It's been around for about a year. And what happened is allopurinol, very good drug to reduce that uric acid, really made a big difference in gout, so you don't see people with nearly as many flares. But when people flare, they blame themselves. They said, I had a beer last night, I had a flare. Well, they may have had a beer Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Why'd they flare on Friday? Because they just flared. Because if the uric acid is too high, it can precipitate out of the body. And it precipitates out generally in joints that are farther away and are colder. The feet, great toe, that's the number one place, end of the fingers and so on. So any place where you have cold weather, you have more gout. Wisconsin, Minnesota, Colorado, Alaska, they have more gout than in the south because cold weather precipitates it out. It's a metabolic disease, an inherited trait.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's inherited. Nobody will fess up in my family, so now, this is all out there on a website that you have, I'm sure you...
Well, the website is gout.com. Sounds like it's spelled...
Gout.com?
Gout.com. That's the website.
See, the diet doesn't matter, but if you got high uric acid, first you should go see your general practitioner. Then maybe you'll be seeing a specialist, right?
Actually, on the whole, general practitioners, family docs, internists, they take care of it. You do not need to see a specialist or a rheumatologist for gout. They've got the same thing. Nobody, hardly anybody, sticks a needle in the joint these days to see if you have gout.
Oh, gosh. In fact, my drummer had his knee drained last week because of his gout.
Oh, it's terrible. Oh, yeah, that's exactly it. It can be any. Well, that's when you do it. You drain it, like in a knee, if you're not sure what it is. If it's in the great toe, usually you know what it is. If it's something like a knee, you often needle it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Hey, Doc, I love this stuff. I want to stay in touch with you. I want you to keep us apprised of all the new information about gout, okay?
Sounds great.
Hilarious to you. Have fun out there. I love your name.
Thank you. You take care now.
Doctor. I'm going to call him Dr. Zorba. That's right. No, we're not giving away any uric acid. I don't think you want that. How about some swing instead? Yes. We'll do a giveaway after this song. Larry Elgart and his orchestra, KCMN. Whee!